Chapter 8. The Body in the Snow. What Godfrey now saw was Silas standing at the door of the room, holding a child in his arms. Godfrey realized immediately that it was his daughter. A few guests went towards Silas, and Godfrey did too. Godfrey was pale, and his whole body was trembling with fear. Mr. Cass saw Silas and approached him.
"What's going on?"
Mr. Cass asked Silas angrily.
"Why have you come here?"
"I'm looking for the doctor," Silas answered. "I need him, and I was told that he's here."
"The doctor's here, but I want to know why you need him," said Mr. Cass.
"I found a woman lying in the snow not far from my house," Silas said quietly. "I think she's dead." Godfrey heard what Silas was saying, and his heart began to beat strongly. "I hope she really is dead and not just hurt," he said to himself, because it was clear to him that the woman must be Molly. "It will solve all my problems, and I can finally be happy again."
"I'll get the doctor," said Mr. Cass. "He's playing cards in another room. But please leave the room now. I don't want to upset my guests."
But it was too late. All the guests had already seen Silas and the child, and they stood around him, asking questions.
"Whose little girl is this?" Nancy Lameter asked Godfrey as she came to stand near him.
"I don't know, but I think she belongs to a poor woman who was found in the snow," Godfrey answered. He walked away from Nancy.
"Well, I'm not absolutely certain that it's Molly, so I'm not really telling a lie," he said to himself.
"You'd better leave the child here," said the doctor's wife, who was also one of the guests. "I'll ask one of the servants to come and take her from you."
"No, I'm not giving the child to anyone," Silas said firmly, and held the child close to him. "She came to me, and I've got a right to keep her."
The little girl looked around her and then put her arms round Silas. The idea that someone would try to take the child from him came as a surprise to Silas. But the minute it happened, he knew that he'd made a decision and that he would never abandon her. The guests, who were all standing around him, looked at each other in surprise. They would never have thought that the old weaver might want to raise a child. At that moment, the doctor came in.
"Godfrey, go and get me some strong boots so that I can walk in the snow," the doctor said. "Then tell someone to go to Dolly Winthrop and ask her to come to Marna's house. She's a great help in difficult situations. I want her to help me."
After putting on the boots, the doctor walked out into the dark night, followed by Silas, who was still carrying the child. When they were outside, the little girl started shouting, "Mummy! Mummy!" again. When Godfrey heard the child shouting, he felt profound emotion. While the doctor and Silas started walking to the house, he ran to Dolly Winthrop's. A few minutes later, he and Dolly were also on their way to Silas's house.
"You should go back to your party, Mr. Godfrey," Dolly said as they walked along. "And I don't want you to catch a cold. I'm used to being outside in such bad weather, but you're not. Go. The doctor and I can manage alone."
"I want to stay and see if I can help in any way," Godfrey said as they arrived at the house. "I'll wait outside."
"You've got a very good heart," Dolly said with admiration, and went inside.
Godfrey walked up and down the path in front of the house. He knew that the doctor had taken Molly inside.
Soon he would know if she was dead or not. Godfrey knew that he shouldn't be hoping that she was dead. In his heart, he knew that he should take responsibility for all his actions. He should tell everyone that Molly was his wife and that the child was his. But that would mean that he'd have to give up Nancy. "Is Molly dead?" Godfrey asked himself repeatedly. "If she is, I'll marry Nancy. I'll be a good man, and I'll have a moral life without any more secrets. And the child? Well, someone else will take care of the child, and I'll give money and presents. But I won't tell anyone that I'm her father." The door of the house opened, and the doctor came out. Godfrey tried to give the impression that he was calm. "I decided to wait for you," he said to the doctor.
There was no need," said the doctor. "You should have stayed at the party. There's nothing that can be done. She's dead. I'd say she's been dead for a few hours."
"What does the woman look like?" Godfrey asked. His face became red, and his whole body was trembling.
"She's young, very thin, and has got long black hair," the doctor said. "You can see that she's very poor from the clothes that she's wearing. She's also got a wedding ring on her finger. But come on, let's go back to the party at the Red House."
"No, I want to look at the body," Godfrey said. "I think I saw a woman who looked like that yesterday. You can start walking, and I'll come in a few minutes." The doctor started walking away, and Godfrey went into the house. He took only one quick look at the face of his dead wife, whom he'd hated for such a long time. Then he turned to the fireplace, where Silas was sitting and holding the little girl. She was sitting on his knee quietly. She looked at Godfrey with her big blue eyes, which were so much like his, but she didn't recognize him. He had mixed emotions about this. On the one hand, he was happy that she couldn't tell anyone his secret. On the other hand, he was a little jealous that she seemed to be so happy and loving with Silas. "Will you take the child to the orphanage tomorrow?" Godfrey asked Silas. "Why should I? Will someone force me to do that?" Silas asked worriedly. "You live alone, and you're not young any more," Godfrey said. "Why would you want to keep her?"
"I'll keep her until someone shows me that they have got the right to take her," said Silas with emotion. "She's alone, and I'm alone. My money, which was so important to me, has disappeared, and I don't know where to. And now she's appeared, and I don't know where from. It's a mystery."
"Poor little girl," said Godfrey. "Let me give you some money to buy her some clothes." He took some money out of his pocket and gave it to Silas. Then he went quickly out of the house and ran to the doctor.
"I was wrong. It's not the woman I saw yesterday," Godfrey said to the doctor. "The child is a pretty little girl. Silas says that he wants to keep her, and I don't think that anyone will try to take her away from him. I gave him some money to buy her things, because his money was stolen."
"I would love to take the child myself," said the doctor, "but my wife and I are too old to take care of a small child."
The doctor looked at Godfrey's feet.
"Your shoes and socks are wet," he exclaimed. "Why did you leave the party? Why didn't you send a servant to call Dolly? Weren't you enjoying yourself at the party?"
"I was tired of talking to people," Godfrey lied. He was used to lying, and it was easy for him to lie now.
They continued walking towards the Red House, each man absorbed in his thoughts.